Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor, AL Property Tax Resources for Real Estate Pros. The Tuscaloosa County Tax Assessor page provides a single AL-facing resource for property tax assessment information, including valuation support, exemptions, appeals, and deadline details. For AL real estate professionals, easy access to assessment and appeal timelines helps support accurate pricing, due diligence conversations, and smoother closings. Use this page to check assessment and deadline information early in client conversations and transaction planning. h/w.tusseco.com/government/department/tax assessor/. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Alabama Property Record Search. Owners, deeds, permits, and lien checks for AL Pros. The Alabama Property Record Search Service lets users access Alabama property information in one place, including owner details, permits, purchase history, deeds, tax records, loans, liens, and related record types. For AL real estate professionals, centralizing these records helps speed due diligence and supports better listing and transaction decisions. Use the Alabama Property Record Search Portal at alabamapropertychecker.com/before-advising-clients or preparing AL deals. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Alabama Realtor Commission Survey. Average fee tops 5.7%, national rate at 5.96%. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents reported that Alabama's average realtor commission is 5.96%, above the 5.70% national average. For AL professionals, this creates a current market benchmark for setting and discussing commission expectations in AL transactions. Use the 5.96% figure as your baseline when updating AL client conversations and fee positioning. Alabama Real Estate Headlines. Alabama Real Estate Commissions by City. Calibri Real Estate Guide. Calibri Real Estate's guide explains how much real estate agents earn in Alabama, including the average commission rate and commission levels by city. For professionals operating in Alabama, the data helps calibrate commission discussions, recruitment, and compensation planning with realistic local expectations. Use the AL commission breakdown as a reference point when evaluating compensation structures and fee conversations in your local market. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of AL cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.